This summer's annual Lobster Festival parade will have its usual share of fire trucks, floats, and marching bands, but you won't see any politicians or political parties making their way down Main Street in Rockland. It's the first time in the event's 70-year history that organizers have imposed such a restriction, citing concerns raised by other parade entrants. Keith Shortall has more.
Every August, the summer traffic in Rockland is rerouted from the downtown to make way for this. And this.
Mark Keith here for Governor. Good luck to you guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
That was Mark Eaves, a Democrat running for governor, pressing the flesh in last year's Lobster Festival parade. But neither Eaves nor any of his rivals in that race, or any other race, will be invited to take part this year, as the festival's board has voted to keep politics out of the parade. Board President Cynthia Powell declined to be interviewed, but issued a written statement saying that the decision was made after hearing concerns from parade participants and community reaction to past parades. In one published news story, Powell explained that some parade entrants didn't want to be associated with certain political groups that may have been marching before or after them. Some local politicians take issue with the policy change.
I have a problem with it.
Penny Beebe Center is a Democrat who represents House District 93, which includes Rockland.
And the problem I have is this is a community parade, and we're all part of the community. I mean, the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts and the politicians and the businesses. And in the world we're living in right now, it just seems there's so many divisions. It just seems a shame in Rockland to bring another division.
Beebe Center faces a challenge this November from Republican Maynard Stanley of Owl's Head, who's running on a platform of lower taxes, fewer regulations, and more personal freedom. Stanley didn't want to be recorded over the phone, but says he was looking forward to walking in the parade and that he's disappointed by the board's decision. State Senator David Miramont is a Democrat who represents Senate District 12, which includes Rockland. He says he, too, is disappointed that the festival board did not invite more public comment. He says there have never been any issues around political groups in the Rockland parade and believes that one of the board members may have been offended by an entry in last year's 4th of July parade in neighboring Thomaston.
People of both parties and independents, people like to see who they are, that more than a name, and we try hard, but we don't get to every door. So it's a great way to meet and greet folks. We hear all the time how glad they were that we came out and marched, and it just seems like a heavy-handed move for no problem with this particular parade.
Some critics of the policy change say they hope further restrictions on religious entries, for example, are not imposed for future parades, as has happened in other communities. The application for the Yarmouth Clam Festival parade in July prohibits any entry that is political, religious, or controversial. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall in Rockland.